Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Stefano. It is still March 27th, several hours after I left the first boo. I was in the garage at that point working on my wife's car, and I'd like to report happily that it runs beautifully. The transmission shifter shifts the transmission throughout the gears, you know, reverse, neutral, everything works fine, exactly as it should. So, that is a load off my mind. Now, I was listening to Simon's Boo earlier today. I believe it was Simon, who mentioned ebooks, electronic books and indexing and all that stuff. Well, I have... Sorry, I'm just opening the cupboard here in the kitchen. I was thinking of posting something here in Audioboo to see if perhaps somebody might be able to help me. Here's basically my issue. I have a client who has a Pan Digital e-reader, and she originally bought what was called the Pan Digital Novel, and she had Kobo on there, and it worked fabulously well. She was extremely happy with it. Unfortunately, her Pan Digital Novel broke down. The touchscreen stopped responding, so she brought it into a store, and Pan Digital was kind enough to give her a brand new replacement unit, but they no longer make the Novel, so she got what is called the Nova. She brought it home, all excited, loaded everything up, installed Kobo, and lo and behold, all her ebooks that she has purchased, all the right-hand margin is cut off, and the lower part of the page is cut off as well. Not by a lot. I've been looking at the unit, and I would say there's probably about 6 letters missing. Now, they don't wrap around or anything like that. They get cut off. It is the oddest thing. I have had the unit with me, I want to say about 2 weeks. She actually lives some 600 kilometers from me. So she shipped it up to me to take a look at it because she just can't figure out what's going on. She's contacted Pan Digital. She's contacted Kobo. Neither one of them could help her. They kept telling, Pan Digital kept telling her to reinstall Kobo, which she did. Then Kobo told her, well, you have to run the latest version, which she did. Finally, after trial and error and installing several other e-reader apps, which all work, I have come to the conclusion, along with a friend of mine who's quite adept at Android operating systems, that the Android operating system in the Pan Digital e-reader somehow uses some weird graphic mode that the Kobo app does not understand. So I'm just putting it out there in case one of you might have come across this or knows about this. I mean, what are the chances? Probably pretty remote, but I'll do it anyway. You never know. So that's it. I'm going to ship the unit back to her tomorrow. And I told her, at this point, the only thing she can do is go back to the store that gave her the replacement unit and say, look, this is what happens. This is what it does. And now they do have, at this store, they also have the Kobo reader. So I told her, you know, you don't necessarily have to forego your Pan Digital. Maybe you can just use it as an Android tablet, you know, to cruise the web and whatever. Look up recipes or whatever you want to do with it. It's rather limited as a machine. And then buy the Kobo reader, at least to be able to save all that, the hundreds, literally hundreds of dollars she spent on Kobo ebooks. So that's the story of my e-reading experience. I myself have a Chinese branded Android tablet that's running Android 2.2, so it's an even old Android OS, and I have Kobo on there and it works fine. So go figure. And I actually have Kobo and a couple of other e-readers, and I usually go for the free stuff, all the free e-books. And Kobo, I think, has a whole slew, or is it Kindle, has a whole slew of Star Wars free e-books. All right, catch you later, folks.